Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today's podcast was prompted by a line I heard my mentor Mavis Karn share in a class that she was teaching. And she said that everybody, as best she could tell, is doing the best they can given what they see as possible. And it struck me, it kind of stood out to me, because I have a long experience with this idea that people are doing the best they can. For many years, I had heard it as a phrase. Everyone's doing the best they can. You're doing the best they can. And it always sounded like crap to me, because I knew I could do better, and I knew I wasn't doing the best they can, and I knew other people could do better because when I pushed them on it, they did do better. And it seemed like a cop-out. Until I heard a story about Sid Banks, the Scottish mystic, speaking in a prison and telling the prisoners that they were all innocent, and going on to explain that everybody is doing the best they can given the thinking they have that looks real to them. And that was the first time that this notion that we're all doing the best we can made sense to me, because I could see the truth of that. I could see that given reality as I see it, what I do makes total sense. And in fact, it's affected the way that I work with clients, and it's affected the way that I see the world, because I can see that given the thinking people have that looks real to them, given the thought-created reality that they're living in that they don't realize is made of thought, what people do is exactly what somebody in that reality would do. So, for example, if I really believe that aliens are probing my brain and they're trying to steal my secrets, then it is not crazy for me to try and defend myself against that. And if I do a little bit of research online, I see that tinfoil is apparently the best protection. And so I will create a tinfoil hat to protect my brain from the aliens. It's an incredibly sane thing to do if my fundamental premise is correct, that aliens are trying to probe my brain. Now, what it leads to is recognizing that our behavior is actually incredibly sane. It's just that some of our premises that we're operating inside of are kind of nutty. But I'd never thought of it in terms of that we're doing the best we can given what we see as possible. And yet that's sort of an obvious corollary to doing the best we can given the thinking we have that feels real to us. If I don't see something as a possibility, it won't enter my mind. Or if it enters my mind, it will leave it again by the same door it came in. And so that opened up for me an interestingly different way of looking at it. Oh, okay, if I'm doing the best I can given what I see as possible, if I can see more possibility, I'll do better. And I immediately could see that with clients I've worked with over the years, that very often one of the things that I could do for them is I just saw possibilities they didn't see. And so I'd point out the possibility and they'd go, oh my God, that's great. And they'd go do that. They were no longer stuck. So when I first was playing with the idea that we're doing the best we can, given what we see as possible, it seemed like increasing choices would be the best way we could do better. If we see more as possible, if we're choosing off a larger menu, we're more likely to get food that we're happy with. If we see more possibility, we're more likely to take action that we feel good about and that is effective in the world. But there was a feeling to that was off for me. It felt very empowered and doer, and it's just a feeling I've learned over the years actually means I'm trying too hard. That I'm acting as if I don't have innate responsive intelligence. As if I'm not already tuned into the whole. And I remembered an Emily Dickinson poem called I Dwell in Possibility. And she said, I dwell in possibility, a fairer house than prose, more numerous of windows, superior for doors. Of chambers is the cedars impregnable of eye, and for an everlasting roof the gambrels of the sky. Of visitors the fairest, for occupation this, the spreading wide my narrow hands to gather paradise. And I liked that more. I like the feeling of dwelling in possibility. I don't need a menu if I have access to the kitchen. I don't need to look for choices if I'm dwelling in the place where anything is possible. And if we're all doing the best we can, given what we see is possible, then dwelling in possibility seems to me to be our best bet for living a more wonderful and more expansive life, and for making our best better. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.